In this bulletin, Foreign Minister Penny Wong warns Lebanon cannot be the next Gaza. US President Joe Biden says there's still a possibility for a diplomatic solution between Israel and Hezbollah. And in AFL, Victoria Police investigate a security breach that led to a ticketing disaster. With the latest SBS News, I'm Kira Hain. Australia is urging Israel against a Lebanon ground invasion. Foreign Minister Penny Wong told SBS the escalation of conflict will impact both people in Israel as well as people in Lebanon.
We have urged de-escalation, not escalation. We, with others in the international community, have urged that this conflict not be allowed to escalate across the region. And the reason is that that would be, detrimental to and risky for all of the peoples of the region, including the people of Israel, as well as those in Lebanon.
She warns Lebanon cannot be the next Gaza. Senator Wong says Australia maintains its stance Hezbollah is a terrorist organisation and that it's breached international law. She says Australia is practising the protection of civilians under international humanitarian law. There are 15,000 Australians living in Lebanon, and it's believed with additional travellers, the number affected might be thousands more. The government had earlier warned citizens not to solely rely on them to be evacuated and to leave Lebanon as soon as they are able to. It follows the Australian government working with other nations to look at various scenarios in assisting Australians out of Lebanon. United States President Joe Biden says Russia's war in Ukraine has failed, and a diplomatic solution between Israel and Lebanon's Hezbollah is still a possibility. The US President says this in his final speech before world leaders at the 79th United Nations General Assembly in New York.
I know many look at the world today and see difficulties and react with despair, but I do not. I won't. As leaders, we don't have the luxury. I recognize the challenges from Ukraine to Gaza to Sudan and beyond. War, hunger, terrorism, brutality, record displacement of people, a climate crisis, democracy at risk, stranger than our societies, the promise of artificial intelligence and its significant risk. The list goes on. But maybe because all I've seen and all we have done together over the decades, I have hope. I know there is a way forward.
He says progress toward peace in the Middle East would put the world in a stronger position to deal with the ongoing threat posed by Iran. Mr. Biden also emphasized the importance of alliances in dealing with the challenges facing countries today. A free community laundry service has been staggering results in reducing the prevalence of skin infections and scabies in remote Northern Territory communities. With the aim of raising $20,000 for Remote Laundries Project, a young doctor is now embarking on a charity run across the renowned Camino Trail from France to Spain for over 8 days. Natasha Tile has seen the impacts firsthand in the community.
She was my age. She was so short of breath. And I just thought, how is this fair? How have I, got to avoid this? And she's, ended up on 20 plus medications a day.
She's now turned her love of running to contribute to the cause. Untreated scabies infestations can lead to dangerous secondary infections. It can then be a causing factor in rheumatic heart disease, which, despite being eradicated in many parts of the world, is endemic in remote regions of the territory. Hundreds of family, friends and members of the Blue Mountains community have gathered at a private funeral to pay tribute to the two boys who were found dead in their family home. 11-year-old Russell Smith and his 9-year-old brother, Ben, were allegedly murdered by their mother on the 10th of September. The boys' bodies were discovered at their Falconbridge home by their father, who later called emergency services to the house. Their mother, 42-year-old Patricia Jones Smith, is now facing court and currently in police custody, has been charged with 2 counts of domestic violence-related murder. And in sport, Victoria Police are now investigating a security breach after thousands of footy fans were caught in a ticketing disaster. Footy fans who are hoping to buy tickets to this week's sold-out AFL Grand Final are being warned to be vigilant over unauthorised tickets. It's been reported the barcodes for a number of corporate packages were illegally downloaded. The league says it's cancelled those tickets. The relevant ticket holders have been told to delete those tickets, with new ones expected to be reissued in the coming days. I'm Kira Hain. This is SBS News.